first. I thought about the chapter of Brother said, just the thought that I didn't get for myself, you know, I got it from some writings. And when Peter was the only one which took the hand of the Lord, and the Lord took him by hand to bring him back in the boat. But I had in mind to read some verses which the Apostle Paul, which was working so much, in Acts 28. You know, I'll be very short. Acts 28. We see that they had, they were on the boat. I am speaking, excuse me. Alors, l'apôtre Paul, c'est aussi un sujet d'encouragement.
The Apostle Paul is also a subject of encouragement.
Nous savons quelle vie douloureuse il a traversée.
We know something of the sorrows which he had to, which crossed his path.
Il a traversé des circonstances que je pense aucun d'entre nous n'a traversé.
He had to face circumstances which none of us ever have to face.
Et puis nous le voyons traverser avec ce bateau la mer agitée.
And here in this, here we see him crossing the boisterous sea.
Et toutes les circonstances qui l'ont amené prisonnier à Rome.
All the circumstances which eventuated in his imprisonment in Rome.
Mais ce qui était sur mon cœur, c'était surtout l'arrivée au Forum d'Appius en Acte 28.
What is on my heart is when he reaches the Appian Forum on his way to Rome.
Alors, quelle est son attitude? On peut lire le verset.
We can see his attitude.
Depuis le verset 15.
In verse 15.
Pardon, 13.
In verse 13 of chapter 28 of Acts. And from thence we fetched a compass and came to Rhegium. And after one day the south wind blew, and we came the next day to Puteoli, where we found brethren, and were desired to tarry with them 7 days, and so we went toward Rome. And from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Appiae Forum and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage.
Cela nous fait penser aux réunions que nous avons ici.
This makes us think of the meetings which we've had here.
Nous avons parlé tout à l'heure des tempêtes, des douleurs.
We've been speaking previously of the storm and of the sorrows.
Des exercices dans les assemblées qui sont certainement les plus douloureux.
The exercises which confront us in the assemblies which are certainly sorrowful.
C'est l'assemblée du Seigneur, c'est l'assemblée, c'est son assemblée.
It's the Lord's assembly, it's his church.
Mais nous devons quand même porter les charges les uns des autres.
But we must take care one for the other.
Et nous voyons,
we must bear the burden of one another.
Et nous voyons ce cher apôtre à la fin de sa course, son ministère.
And we see here this dear apostle at the close of his course, at the end of his ministry.
Ce cher prisonnier,
this dear prisoner,
qui rencontre les frères au Forum d'Appius,
who meets the brethren, who meets his brothers at the Appian Forum.
Et que fait-il simplement? Eh bien, Paul, en les voyant,
and what does he do simply when he sees them?
Il rendit grâce. Premièrement, il remercie le Seigneur.
First of all, he gave thanks. He thanked the Lord.
Et puis, secondement, il a pris courage.
And secondly, he took courage.
Et je pensais aussi au verset de Romains 1.
And in Romans 1.
Un verset bien connu, mais ce sont quand même, c'est la parole de Dieu.
It's a well-known verse, but this is the word of God.
Au chapitre 1er, simplement le verset 11.
Verse 11 of chapter 1. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me.
On peut lire encore le verset 13.
And then in verse 13, now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was prevented hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles.
Voilà, c'est ce que nous pouvons dire, que here, nous avons réalisé au milieu de vous.
Here we can say that this is what one has encountered in the middle of you.
Et nous voyons ce grand apôtre, cet homme qui nous a tant donné d'enseignements.
And when we see this great apostle who has so much teaching that he gives,
nous donne des enseignements tout simples.
And yet he gives such simple instruction.
Il avait besoin d'être encouragé. Il voulait voir le visage de ses frères à Rome.
He needed to be encouraged. He wanted to be comforted by seeing the faces of these brothers at Rome.
Et pouvoir parler l'un à l'autre.
And to be able to speak one to another.
C'était magnifique de savoir que déjà par avance, il connaissait les Romains.
It's magnificent to see that beforehand he knew these Romans.
Nous voyons ces contacts entre frères et sœurs.
We see these contacts between brothers and sisters.
C'est toujours un grand encouragement et un affermissement pour la foi.
It's always a great encouragement and something which strengthens our faith.
Nous connaissions un peu les circonstances que vous traversez et que nous traversons.
We know something of the circumstances which we here are going through and which we are going through.
Et nous pouvons sympathiser les uns avec les autres.
And we can sympathize the one with the other.
Et nous savons que le Seigneur est le maître de son assemblée.
And we know that the Lord is the head of his, is the master of his assembly.
Et on l'a rappelé cet après-midi. Toutes choses travaillent ensemble pour le bien de ceux qui aiment Dieu.
And we recalled this afternoon that all things work together for good to those that love God.
Des fois, c'est bien difficile à accepter.
Many times, it's very difficult to accept this.
Mais si nous sommes soumis à la pensée du Seigneur,
but if we are submissive to the thought of the Lord,
il nous bénira envers et contre tout.
He will bless us
envers et contre
towards us,
ouais,
yeah.
Ouais. Envers et contre tout.
Despite everything.
Mm-hmm. Et cela est une grande consolation pour nous.
And this is a great consolation for us.
Et nous vous remettons tous et nous pouvons tous nous remettre à la grâce du Seigneur.
And we can put everything and we do put everything in the grace of the Lord.